This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Did you see it last night? Vice President Kamala Harris with running mate Tim Walz in their first major television interview of the presidential campaign. The AP's Norman Hall.
CNN's Dana Bash interviewed Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz during a break in their Georgia bus tour. The interview was taped hours before at a local restaurant in Savannah, Georgia, and aired in the evening. Harris defended shifting away from some of her more liberal positions and said that she is seeking consensus. Harris brushed off former President Donald Trump's questioning of her racial identity after he said she happened to turn black. Harris, who is of black and South Asian heritage, said the attack was, in her words, the same old tired playbook. She and Trump are set to debate on September 10th. I'm Norman Hall.
Earlier in the day at a rally in Georgia, Vice President Harris said this about Donald Trump.
Someone who suggests we should terminate the Constitution of the United States should never again stand behind the seal of the President of the United States of America.
Donald Trump, campaigning in Potterville, Michigan yesterday, said this about Harris.
Kamala's made middle-class life unaffordable and unlivable. And I'm going to make America affordable again. In addition to making it great again, we're going to make it affordable again. And that's going to be starting on day one. Isn't it amazing? They go 3 years and now they say, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
Now to the Labor Day holiday travel rush. Airports, highways, beaches, and theme parks are expected to be packed for the long holiday weekend. They expect a record number of people to pass through the airports for the holiday period. And if you're on the road, gas is $3.35 a gallon this morning, about 47 cents less than a year ago, according to the AAA. This is AP News. A man's been found dead in the Grand Canyon. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The National Park Service and the Coconino County, Arizona Medical Examiner are investigating the death of a man who was on a multi-day solo backpacking trip through the Grand Canyon. The 60-year-old from North Carolina was reported missing Tuesday after he had failed to check in with a family member. His body was located by helicopter near a rugged trail along a remote section of the Colorado River. The man's name and hometown were not made public. He's believed to be the sixth person to die at the canyon in less than a month, and the 14th this year. Park officials say there are usually about 10 to 15 deaths per year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor and one-time Republican presidential candidate, will teach a course at Yale University this semester on running for office. It's called How to Run a Political Campaign. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.